The ethanol industry is drawing attention to an Environmental Protection Agency memo in the recent proposal for volume requirements under the Renewable Fuel Standard about the impact of renewable identification numbers, or RINs, on gas prices.
The memo that came out in the rule package that was made public in the docket by EPA confirming something that we had all confirmed before, that RIN prices didn't and don't have an impact on retail gas prices.
Growth Energy CEO Tom Bias joined with representatives from the Renewable Fuels Association to bring the memo to light and stress what it means in regard to the proposal, which is lower than required under the statute. RFA Senior Vice President Jeff Cooper says the memo makes several points that the ethanol industry has been making for years about the RFS and RIN prices.
But unfortunately, you know, the agency seems to have a bad case of schizophrenia. On one hand, they're publishing this memo and this detailed analysis that shows they fully understand how this RIN program can work. But then on the other hand, they publish a proposal that completely cuts the RIN mechanism off at the knees and really maintains the status quo and keeps things below the blend wall.
Growth Energy Chief Economist Jim Miller adds that the memo shows the RFS is working as intended and the volume obligations under the law should reflect that.
We believe they still have an opportunity to modify this proposal, to recognize that the market for RINs really can serve as the incentive to meet the RFS volumes. So we hope EPA will consider the memo that they drafted, that they included in the docket, and revise their proposed rule to reflect the positive elements that the RFS provides everyone in America.
RFA CEO Bob Dineen explains why the memo is so important.
Well, it's important because by failing to implement the statute, which requires 15 million gallons of corn-derived ethanol in 2016, EPA is systematically destructing the RIN credit market and discouraging investment in new technology and infrastructure that would break the blend wall.
Both organizations intend to make an issue of the EPA memo during the current comment period for the proposal. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.